classes of physicians, right? But not all. And obviously, since no one was able to help her, she would try all different kinds, and some worse than others. And actually, the condition worsened under their care. Verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. And don't think there's just like, he's not saying, oh, it's your faith that made you whole. Like, if you had just believed, if I take a breath, I'll be healed. You'd be healed. No. Her faith was in Christ. Her faith was in Jesus. If I could but touch that man. If I would but, in her faith, in belief in him. As the source of the healing power. That is the faith that made her whole. It's the faith that she actually had. Not just the power. Well, you have a lot of faith. It's this, because your faith was so strong that the healing was effectual. If that was the case, she went to the physicians in faith. She did. She went to the physicians thinking, this physician can help me. Otherwise, she would not have gone to the physician. She might have had some doubts or not. It's not the point. The point is, we can go expecting good things and get nothing if our faith is not placed in the proper location. And the proper location is Christ. Our faith is in him. We don't have faith in miracles. We don't have faith in healing. We have faith in Christ. And by faith in Christ, we can obtain everything. Healing, miracles, casting out devils, escaping from the corruption and lust of this world, escaping from the corruption of sin. By faith in Christ. And it is a bit of a funny incident. They're all thronging him and he says, who touched my clothes? Not just who touched me. He said, who touched my clothes? Like, it's one thing to say, somebody touched me, you know. They touched me in a way I wasn't comfortable with. No, they touched my clothes. Like, someone would just brush your clothes. I mean, why? If I have a long, I just have a sweat jacket on and I touch the back of it and that could just be the wind. But of course, he knew because virtue had gone forth out of him. That healing power, that word virtue is dunamis, the power. The power had gone forth. The power to heal. He knew because she came and she touched him. And he said, well, this Paul, you know, doesn't he sense her coming up behind him? Remember, things that are said by God are often said for, everything that's done in this world is done to benefit us. You know, God is raising sons. He's not just here to prove himself to us. Though at times he does that's not what his purpose is, to show, look at all the tricks I can do. But it is to make us into something. So like in Adam in the garden, you know, he says, where are you? And when he sees Cain, he says, what have you done? Like he didn't know. Because it said for the virtue of the one he's speaking to. For the virtue of those that are hearing, he says, who touched my clothes? So, and she had, it's an issue of blood. Who knows exactly, precisely, you know, some sort of bleeding, perhaps ulcerous, some sort of really nasty thing where she's got blood coming out constantly. You know, it could be just like something just won't heal. Verse 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, John, and the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? See, the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father, and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said to her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say to thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. So we hear news now that the daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, is dead. And we also see a little understanding of what was going on there. I don't think that mourning, happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, because of Christ, because of his power, because of the resurrection. And we may be sad yet for a season. In times, as Christ was exceeding sorrowful leading up to his crucifixion because of the ill that was coming. But they knew something. The Master was coming. Jairus had gone, and the people in the house knew that Jesus was coming, the one who would perform miracles, the one who was reputed, perhaps they knew, to be Messiah. Perhaps they knew. They certainly knew he was a man come from God with the power to heal. The throngs about him. The healing's being done. One right there, as they're going, someone's healed. And so they had said, Why do you trouble the Master anymore? Your daughter's dead. I thought, it's too late. Don't bring him now. So they had known he was coming. So right there, immediately, they're thinking socially. You know, the socially acceptable response is, Well, she's dead. Let's not bother him anymore. Let's get on with our weeping and mourning. Because your daughter is dead. You know, and it's sort of, let's be polite, not trouble him. You know, should we drag him over here? Let's just let him go. Let him go. She's dead. And Jesus said to Jairus, before Jairus has anything to say, because obviously he's going to be extremely emotionally affected by this report. And this man coming with this, really becoming Satan to Jairus, saying, Don't trouble him anymore. Your daughter's dead. Don't bother Jesus about it.